episode 6-6. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Good day, sir.
Let's go, Bolt.
Yo, yes.
Thunderstruck.
It's a big Bolt type of day.
Let's go.
Game one in Colorado. I'm calling it now. Lightning in five.
In five.
That's what I'm saying.
Five.
Dude, I know I am saying five.
Wow, I like it.
I know we got the pregame going on. Do we want to turn it down?
Well, I mean, who controls that?
It's on the sound bar.
Who's the sound guy around here?
That's far away. It's fine. Just let it be.
He's done all he can do.
Okay.
I think he's already cooked some damn good burgers tonight. What did we?
No, trash. Terrible.
No. What did we grade these things?
9.5.
Yeah. 9.5.
Well, see, this is the thing too.
The burgers are 9. The fries were the 0.5.
So depending on my mood for the day of work,
that makes it sound like the fries were shit.
There's like a couple grades of burger meat you can actually buy.
They weren't bad.
I'm not going to tell you which ones because then you guys are figured out. But today I was a little generous today, right?
Oh, you're feeling good today?
And then I come home and then find out rent has gone up.
Wow.
$100.
Dude.
No way.
How much time did the landlord give you?
I know. Huh?
How much time did your landlord give you?
You mentioned something the previous couple weeks ago, but you said it's going to be a couple.
Oh, you meant.
It's going to take an effect in a month or
At
so.
This moment, you're bringing us into the landlord tenant relationship.
Wait a minute.
No, don't be saying. You said your landlord.
It
sir.
Just sounded like
sir
you,
said.
It sounded like you were talking about Chip. I thought
Master
this was about
landlord.
I'm not saying names. Oh, all so. I'm saying is you do something nice, and what do you get in return? Taxes.
Your degenerate landlord.
You get your
to
taxes
jack
raised.
The price
Listen,
up
if you're
on
a
you.
Property owner, let me ask. Wow.
No, 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 no.
I'm
this
questioning,
is beyond property
I'm questioning
owner.
The table.
There's a
your
time
cost
place
goes
for
up $200. Okay. So you tell your tenant, I'm going to split that increase with you, $100 each.
I would get That's, that. Yeah, I get it. I get that. But look, there is a no. thing like you sleep, you know, and you shit in the same place right now. I mean, in
not
regards,
really.
In
he
regards,
doesn't do either. So
in regards
I don't
to take
do either of those things.
In regards to take it like a fan, you do, man.
How?
No.
Because, man, you got Bo right here
it's
cooking you
it's
Bo
not,
burgers.
It's not about that. It's the fact that I wrote the check already for the last month's rent, and then he's like, "No, this is the wrong amount." Like he came at it all wrong. You
he's
know, there's,
already
there's a,
told
there's
us.
There's a way. There was a warning, but there was never an agreement. There was never, "Hey, this is what it's going to be. This is going to be a Kex." And then
so
wham.
So if I come in next week and I say, "Oh, actually, 900 was wrong." It's a little bit more than that.
Show
too.
Me the papers.
Okay.
Hey. But let's make this clear. Did you hear the quality of the meat? Did you? He's going to
no,
go
hold
down
hold
on the quality of the meat.
I'm not.
Was, no, he it, will.
It's
go ahead, dog.
He's looking at him. He said, look,
it was
he
Winn
said,
Dixie.
Well,
it
look
was
at that.
Dixie.
No, it wasn't Winn-Dixie.
Look at that. We're going to get shitty meat next time because of you. This is bullshit.
Save a but, lot, hey, our new sponsor.
Wow. I
save,
knew it.
But
save
listen, a lot.
What save if, a lot.
Dollar
wow.
General.
What if Bo would have had the check ready for you when you
he
walked
did.
In? When you walked in there.
Well, see, here's the problem.
And you brought it all
we,
up. You
could have
burnt his burger then, Bo.
This is how the story goes. This is the truth. This is the reality. All jokes aside, I told him, hey, listen, had some increase. I told him last month, had some increase. Let's figure out what it is, the split is, or whatever, and we'll just deal with it next.
Let's figure it out. There's a plan
yes.
there.
Yes.
There's a plan,
we'll,
but there was
we'll
no plan
it
today.
Out. We'll
there was
it
no
out.
Plan today.
And I came in.
There was dictatorship.
And I said something about the rent increase again. And next thing I know, there's a check that he usually makes me beg for and puts it down. And it's the same amount
no,
as
no,
last
no, no.
time.
You
so
did
what
not...
he did is he tried to write the check real quick.
No, you didn't say anything about that today. Therefore, I was not. I immediately wrote you another one, but I dated it for a couple days later as a penalized to you for your attitude. So.
Okay.
Are you ready to start the show?
Dude, October's coming up for the renewal. Can you imagine?
You guys
how
sound
penalized?
Like the rest of America with these problems.
Dude,
I
I'm
know,
telling you.
Right?
Dictatorship.
Let's talk sports.
Let's talk sports.
Do it.
Let's do it.
All right. So let's start with the Bolts.
Let's go.
Actually, don't we want to announce? All right, I mean, we can announce it throughout the episode, well, but we're dropping our contest.
Yeah, we got some good items on.
We do. We got all the Kucherov signed items. We got the stick. We got a couple pucks, one of which is All-Star.
Man.
We'll run the contest
Can
through.
Can I play in the contest?
No.
How do we? How?
What if it's?
I don't know.
Person?
This is the finalizing that we have to do, so we can announce it as the final of our episode here. I'm thinking it's the share,
repost,
like share repost, and
must be following.
And they got to fill out Shorty P's entry form online.
I think that's a little too easy, like for some of these prizes, man. I think they got to also do like a guessing.
Yeah. If they win, then they got to call into the studio, talk live.
Yeah, and I say we put together like some kind of jar of like jelly beans or something, and they got to guess. We'll put it on social media. They got to guess how many are in there. Fuck yeah, man. Let's do this shit old school, man.
Let's do this. I like it.
Like and share is too easy. So you like, you share, and then you guess.
All right, we will be posting the jar of jelly beans next week.
All right, let's do it.
Does it have to be a jar of jelly beans?
It doesn't have to be.
I'm going
to
say, because I'm going to eat them shits in one night. Right, you ain't leaving no jar of jelly beans in my living room, dude. That thing will be gone.
No.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of it first.
It don't matter.
All right. Well, we'll be posting pictures of our giveaway items, our contest winning items, excuse me, and then our jelly bean jar. I got this. I will come prepared with a jelly
bean. Don't let him eat it. Don't let him eat it, Chip.
I won't. All right, but aside from that, back to the Bolts real quick. We'll be talking about this subject matter throughout tonight. But Bolts. First game. Game one, Avalanche tonight in Colorado, 8 o'clock Eastern time. I think it's a win tonight.
Vegas thinks it's a win.
It's definitely
a win. Well, let me give you some stats. We had three scheduled games against the Lightning, or against the Avalanche this year, one of which was postponed and never replayed and never rescheduled, two of which we lost. Each one was by one goal.
Where were they?
In Colorado.
Yes.
Both were in Colorado?
I believe so. And if I remember correctly, I believe one of them, if not both of them, might have been against Elliott.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
I'm not either, without doing the research.
So are we just going to assume that Elliott was playing because we lost?
Yes.
All right. I'm with you.
But I will also say this. Another interesting fact about the Lightning in this year's playoffs is that I'm not really scared about the Avalanche. We only lost by one goal either way, Vazzy or not. But I am impressed by this. The Lightning just beat two of the top five. Obviously, Vazzy's number one in the league.
They won eight games without point.
They beat two of the top five goalies in the league.
Eastern Conference is definitely more physical than the Western two.
Yeah, but, right?
I mean, Colorado can skate. They can skate. They can move the puck. Mm-hmm. I think our defense will match it.
We can't sleep on them.
But we took out the Panthers and the Rangers goalie, which is the number two and number three goalies in the league.
We took out Austin Matthews.
Yeah,
The leading league scorer, whatever. But they got to get acclimated. I think it's going to be a hard game. I think they might fall behind quick. It might be like two shit in the first quarter. They got to have short shifts. You're in Denver. You're a mile high. You know, they're going to get gassed quick.
Yep.
You know, maybe Saturday's game might be a little different story.
Who?
But if they were to lose tonight, it's not the end of the world. We obviously know that.
Well, yeah, it'd be nice to split one. I think I can see them losing tonight.
We got some dogs over here.
I think they win tonight, but I think Colorado might come back game two because like I said,
we got some dogs.
We're
tough at home, bro.
We'll see how they come out, but usually the Lightning, when they play a team like this through the series, that I've kind of noticed the trend is they kind of just let that team kind of do what they're going to do.
Well,
for the first
period.
I know that's what I'm saying, which is a great strategy. And then you can click the switch on in the second period if you're not too far behind. And then you kind of know what their attack's going to be.
Man, I just hope they don't have breakaways. And, you know, Vazzy.
Melikov for Colorado? Starts with the M.
Yeah.
He's fast. He's quick. I've seen a little bit, and they're talking about him. But I think Cirelli, with him and Hedman back there, it's going to be hard to get the puck past him.
The West doesn't have good defense and good goals.
No, they're
and that's what it comes. It's always defense.
Yeah, their game. Have you seen the scores of their games?
Defense
what, 7-6.
Edmonton and those guys. They were throwing like nine to seven, three games.
Look up Avalanche's last series. Look up their series. What they did.
All right.
Just so we can see a goal comparison, because I know Vazzy's let up what his last three goals were all on power plays. So that's strength to their advantage. You put five men on the ice. When's the last time that the Rangers scored a period? Scored a goal? I think it was game two.
Well,
game two,
maybe
without a five on five goal. That's Rangers.
They scored a six on one goal in game five.
A 6-on-1?
Yeah.
There's no 6-on-1. That's not possible.
Yes, they pulled the goalie. We were down
six
a player.
Avalanche was against the Oilers. They took them out, obviously 4-0. They swept them. Let's see. We got a 6-5.
6-5.
We got a 5-4.
I don't see Vazzy giving up.
We got a 4-0, and we got an 8-6. Yeah, all these are
so
high
how many? Hold
games.
On, let's do the math real quick.
That was roughly 25. Let's just call it 25 goals.
What was their goals? What goal count?
Eight.
Eight.
And
four. I think
four,
you said.
4, 5, and 6.
23 goals in 4 games.
Yeah.
Vazzy hasn't let up 23 goals in how many games?
Yeah.
23, probably.
Vazzy is averaging 9 stops out of 10 shots.
Oh, after facing elimination or like the game clenching like that, I think it you have a 0.14 chance of scoring a goal on.
Watch, kick that mic over to Josh real quick.
I want to know where you put this team on, like the dynasty.
This is going to rank
them. Josh, you know much about hockey as I do baseball, bud.
Yeah, not allowed at all.
All right, call it.
Tampa.
Okay, there it is. What? Winner.
How many games?
Yeah, I would say five.
Five?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
You know what's crazy?
I think I agree with him.
Me and Josh actually witnessed the first Stanley Cup together, too. We're at Brian Springer's house.
Yes, I do remember
when the Lightning won, they beat Calgary.
Oh, yeah? I was at the games.
You were in Calgary?
No, I was at the games.
Oh, you were at the games. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I was.
You
want
to swing your mic over here? I'd rather talk
I was old enough to drink at that time. Yeah.
I went to game.
We had a bottle of Grey Goose. Don't fucking care about that shit.
I went to the home game on Sunday.
Did you?
Not game six. What was it? Game four.
I don't know.
All right.
Game four.
What Vegas say about the game tonight?
So we're plus 160.
We're plus 160 for the series, but I think I saw the Lightning are like plus 400 for six.
By the way, you know who's in Vegas right now?
Who?
Ira.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I want to introduce that to. I think I'm going to bring on the Berman and Berman for what we call the Berman and Berman sidebar.
Just let them go at it.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it is hilarious listening to them talk about their fantasy.
They got to have a few drinks in them, though.
Huh?
They
don't even need it. They disagree so much on their own team. It's not even. They haven't won shit because they disagree
on
so
their
much.
Own team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Clowns. That's great. Clowns. Yeah. Straight up clowns.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pitch them on the Berman and Berman sidebar, you know, because it's our sponsors, lawyers, sidebar.
I like the Berman and Berman sidebar. Like
what teams are they?
Miami. Well,
yeah.
JB went to Miami. Where did Ira go to college?
Ira went to
We're talking
Yale.
Pros or college?
Oh, they're Bucks. Like they're local teams.
Oh yeah, they're local.
Oh, so they're just talking about the college.
And they're big. They're huge Rays fans. That's their deal.
They love baseball. They coach for Seminole. They were actually coaching with Casey Kochman.
Brett Phillips was on Ira's little league team.
Oh really?
And high school team.
I wonder if Tyler Griffin
wasn't played. Ira was on the he was coaching the Seminole team when they went undefeated, wasn't he?
Ira's done a shitload of coaching for those teams.
Nice.
He's got a lot of players in the MLB right now. So, yeah, he acts like he's got a lot of knowledge.
I mean,
his son thinks he's got more.
Tell him to call in. Love the
chat.
I
think I'm going to have to do that.
Love the chat.
Oh, I'd like to hear that, too.
He said love the chat with him.
Why? You think we'd argue, disagree
on
things?
Still,
100%.
So, on the game, who – actually, for the series, say Lightning win. Who's the MVP?
You got to win tonight, though.
Vazzy?
Yeah, you got to win tonight, though.
I'm just saying.
If Vazzy does to this team what he's done to the last two teams in his shutout performances and his ratios, yeah, he's MVP of the entire thing, hands down.
Should be.
100%.
Yeah, he's playing out of his mind, man.
He is.
It's crazy.
They all kind of are. Even Palat, man. You're seeing some stuff out of him that you haven't really seen.
Every line's just coming together.
Yeah. Nick Paul,
dude, Nick
Corey
Paul,
Perry.
It was a huge Hagel. These are huge additions. Yeah, I love
it. And these guys have been there.
Yeah,
I think one of them has. I've won it, but I don't. Who's the guy? I think it's Corey Perry. He's lost the last three.
Yeah, he was with
Stanley
Montreal.
Cups.
He was with
Dallas.
Dallas and.
And I think Dallas lost to the Blues the year before.
He was. Who was he with first? Was it Rangers?
I don't know. No, I'm not sure.
Braden Point coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Look
he
at the
is.
Lineups. Check the lineups out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, Braden Point's coming back.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Are you telling us or asking us?
I'm telling you, Braden Point's coming back.
A little bit of both.
You kind of said that as like, you know, is he? Is he not?
Well, if you were a fan, you would know.
I've been seeing him on the ice. Yep. I've seen him on the reports on Twitter.
And I'm saying Lightning in five. Shorty P, what do you say?
I think let's just keep it going at that, man.
All
Lightning
right.
in five it is.
Dog?
Lightning in six.
Ouch.
Oh,
Bolts in three, baby. Let's go. Let's go in three.
Bolts in
Let's
three.
Go.
So we just beat them up so bad for the
Let's
first
go.
Three games, they just
Why
quit.
Not? Fuck
they
it,
quit
right?
for the fourth game.
Run it.
All right, cool.
Nice. I can see Bolts in six. I think it's going to be. They'll get one or two from us.
Better not be.
So before we get into a little bit of Buck stuff, why don't you guys give me some Ray stuff?
Oh, they're playing the Yankees right now.
I wish they had crickets on.
They're losing. They lost last night.
Yeah, they've gotten away from who they are.
No,
I think
listen. They're in second place, end of the division.
Okay.
Right?
How many games out?
They're nine behind the Yankees.
Games out?
The Yankees have lost 16 games. They're on pace to have 118 wins this year. You know how many teams have broke 100?
The Rays have.
Yeah, last year for the first time in franchise history.
Fucking Judge goddamn hit a home.
Aren't you impressed? Aren't you impressed?
The Yankees are playing crazy, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So you're a Yankees fan now.
No, the Rays are doing their thing.
No, the Yankees are balling. They're fucking playing
baseball.
All they
got to do is find a way to get into the playoffs. That's all that matters. Find a way to get into the show, play your game. Doesn't matter. Look what they've done the past 3 years.
Mm. Yep.
They've coming up short. They've I'm just saying, just right now, at this standpoint, they just don't.
So what do you, what is your expectations walking into the just World Series
I'm not
or
saying,
bust?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying right now, as a team, I'm not even worried about the next month. Right now, as a team, they do not look like who they are, is all I'm saying. They don't look good
you're
right
missing
now.
Franco.
I understand that.
You're missing Loud.
But
you have pitchers
they're
out.
Better than what they're playing is what I'm saying. They're in this little funk again. They're just, they can't hit. They're making errors last night.
I agree.
To who? With who?
Both.
What can we do to improve
mainly Chris.
What
mainly
can we
both.
Do to improve
it's,
the game of baseball?
It's right now. It's,
huh? Actually,
it's more
I was
mental
gonna,
than physical.
I was gonna
they
bring
can
back.
Have the talent. It's more mental than physical.
I'm gonna tell
right
you right now.
I was gonna bring back the 20 reasons why
missing
baseball
some key
sucks.
Players. It's what it is.
They've been having more
mental
ejections.
How I have to ask this. Mental how, Bo?
Huh?
Mental how? You're saying that
it's just it's a game. Baseball is such a long game.
It's short a very
memory.
Long game.
It's short
memory.
Game. It's short. It's live on and live on. When you hang on to these losses, like last night as a player, when you make one bad play, it just kind of lingers on.
We need to get that shirt made up.
I see what you mean.
They're
and
not
then you
hitting
go
right
on
now.
Till
linger.
Take it like a fan. You live on. You live on.
You live on.
You live on.
You live on.
Live on and live on.
So anyways.
Live on and live on.
They'll be all right. They'll be all right.
Yeah, they're going to be all right. Listen, I expect playoffs, all right, or there's nothing for me to do and watch.
Okay, exactly. They're 9 games above 500.
How many games are left?
Were you like this when all three of our teams were not good?
Where were why are
you just not even worried about sports because the Rays and the Bucks and Lightning were all trash out at one point?
I was so pissed off by the end of the Lightning or the Bucks season, I didn't want to watch. I needed a break from sports. I was so pissed.
Because I could have sworn, I think it was maybe – after the Lightning won in 2004, after the Bucks won, that kind of declined. And I think our first team to actually be relevant again was the Rays in 2008.
No.
The Bucks haven't made the playoffs in a while. They stopped
Bucks
making the playoffs.
The Bucks made the playoffs in 2007. They lost to the Giants.
Well, I'm just saying that short. And then what happened after that? Obviously, we don't have to go down that road.
I'm
just saying.
Let
the
me
Lightning came up good. The Lightning came up good in 2012. 13 is when they started turning around. But you know,
you would say that.
All I'm saying,
Josh, I'm going to ask you a question. You know, shit about football. Who is Bo's favorite football player?
I remember him saying something talking about Winston.
I remember him talking about saying something like Winston.
Don't back him into a corner. Yeah. Oh yep. Shit!
Big fucking fan. Let me tell you.
Come on, swing and tell him, Jay.
That to me is just stupid. Is that what you planned? Did you call him and say, hey, this is what we're going to do today? Because that's weak. That's
no.
weak.
What do you mean?
That's
I
weak.
Remember you was always talk about him when we was working.
Yeah, was it good? It wasn't good. No, it was not good.
He just said he remembered you talking about
it. I'm telling you, 90% of the shit was not good, Josh. You know it wasn't good.
It was good from Bo, right?
Fucking
Bo
terrible.
Liked, Bo
the little meme that you sent or the little pic that you sent the other day with Winston.
Talking about he can't wait to come back
to
the
league.
To
league and yeah. interceptions. That was That's awesome. Hilarious.
Can I ask a question about baseball and versus football?
Sure.
Hockey, etc.
So you got a would you rather?
No. I'm honestly just curious. I mean, my daughter's got this reading thing going on at the local library, and they if you read a certain amount of hours, you know, on your honor, they give you tickets to a Rays game. Why is it a Rays game? Couldn't it be a Bucks game?
Bucks don't play. They don't it's
could it be a Lightning game?
I'll put it this way.
Why does
I'll
it
put
have
it this
to
way.
Be?
You want me to be
no,
honest
no, no,
with
no,
you?
Let me
know,
answer this.
Yeah.
Let me answer this.
Okay,
actually,
you go
ahead.
Yeah,
no, you
want me
you
go
ahead.
First?
You go ahead.
Let me explain
I
why.
I knew it should fire Chip up.
Let me explain why.
Okay.
When you have a stadium that can fit, let's just say 20,000 people. Let's just say your stadium can fit 20,000 people.
Okay.
And you have 2,000 show up, generally there's some tickets that they could give away. Like your daughter, if she reads enough books, she could probably sit behind home plate front row.
Wait a minute. So you're saying, so what you're saying is they've got a lot of seats in excess.
100%, bro.
What you're saying that the Bucks and you're saying
yeah,
you're saying
there's
you're saying the Bucks.
That's
the
you know how much a Lightning ticket
asinine. That's completely
okay,
asinine.
No, all right.
You know how much a Lightning ticket is for tonight? To sit in the nosebleed. Okay, do you know how much a Lightning ticket was?
Not for tonight. Not for tonight, Chip.
Just during the season. How much a Lightning?
$50-$60.
Okay.
Could okay, and a Rays ticket?
Listen, man.
During the season, about how much?
Sure.
Why is that a flick off at me?
Because if you were going to a Rays, because if you went to a Rays game at any point in time and went to the very tip top row, you'd be paying. They'd probably give you $8 to take the seat.
Okay, all right, all right.
Pretty sure the 300s are off. Let me break it down. Let me answer this question.
He didn't get a chance. Let's hear it.
Lightning football, or I'm sorry, the Bucks and the Lightning game. What do you have? You have alcohol, you got aggressive sports, you got physical contact. That is not something you want to take a bunch of kids to. It's not. Baseball, you can cut, you got the little Rays tank, you can walk them around the stadium, you got Raymond.
Yeah.
It's more of a kid-friendly sport than Lightning and football. That's
And they want to put a sport on the field that you don't even have to watch.
Sundays at the Rays stadium is literally filled with kids. Rec centers all the time because there's so much for kids to do there. You go to a Lightning or a football game, you have drunken action all 24/7.
Yep. I didn't think about that. That's not. Good.
You don't want to bring your.
You don't want to bring your kid to that.
And, no, I mean he's got a point though. I mean,
I do actually agree with everything he's saying. But I'm saying that baseball, that not only do they have the room in the stands, but then they have the ability to like. Literally,
but Chip,
you could pet the Stingrays for 6 hours straight and it only go one inning.
Oh my god! Now, what six, seven-year-old kid?
I'm
going to
end this on one last question. Why is it that they have this much shit going on at the baseball game when there's an actual game going on?
Because they need to entertain somebody.
It's baseball, man. It's not like a consistent, rapid pace of play. The plays happen.
These
segments.
Are all great questions.
That leads me back to what can we do to fix the game?
Yes.
Do they need to play
Savannah Bananas? What he told me about last time.
That's fucking hilarious.
They fucking get it, bro.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. I wish there was a league like that. Don't get 100%. Me wrong. But they're.
Yeah.
You just don't watch baseball if you don't like it. That's all I'm going to say.
If you don't like it and you want to give it a chance, watch the Savannah Banana videos.
Those are hilarious.
And the people that watch it, what is the biggest thing that they get out of it?
You know what gets me? I don't watch basketball, period. I'll maybe watch a game here and there. I might watch the finals. I might not. It just doesn't draw. I don't complain about it.
And I've been glued to them.
Is it safe to say that baseball is a lot of suspense, and if you like the suspense of something
happening? Fuck yeah, it is. Dude, playoff baseball is one of the most anticipated sports that I watch all year. It depends on how you love the game and look at the game.
Because it's actually
if you like
difficult.
Ballet, you're going to be impressed when you see Beauty on Ice.
Is
whatever
it,
the fuck
is it also
it is.
Probably because baseball is probably more difficult than most of the other sports.
Both
sports have their own difficult of integrity. So
you can't
right.
have
you
all
compare.
That action at one time.
What was worse? Last year when the Rays lost to the Red Sox or when the Bucks lost to the Rams? Which one were you pissed off more about?
Bucks losing the Rams.
You only get one shot in those games.
That's Bucks losing the Rams. The Rays shot themselves
M&M,
in the foot.
Baby, one shot.
So, Chip, the baseball, the whole thing is longer. Everything from
it's
the longer.
You have more chances.
Yeah, there's 162 games in a season. Yeah.
Just not only that, even the playoffs.
What's 162 times 9?
One thing about a baseball field, it's bigger than a football field.
Let's just call it 1,300 innings of baseball.
Yeah.
You can hate on it all you want. Just don't watch it. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
It doesn't really. You watch basketball.
See,
that shit's stupid to me.
See, the thing is because
you just try and pick on baseball like it's such a terrible sport.
But listen, you just sat here and picked on basketball.
We want to watch it. I'm going with my daughter. She's going to finish reading, and I'm just worried that she's not going to have a good time.
Oh, she will.
She'll have a blast.
Just trying to figure out what we can do to better the game.
The best,
maybe.
Just make up whatever, whenever they do something, even if they're not playing the game because it's about the same pace. Like when they're walking off the field from after the inning, it's the same pace as the actual game. So you can tell them they're racing. Even though they're walking, you can make up all kinds of fun shit.
One of the coolest things about the Trop, since it's not always sold out, you can watch the game in different seats. Don't sit in
different
seats.
Oh, this
you
is
can go
I like
move
this.
And you can see different views of the game.
Little change of venue.
Maybe get a
I
foul
like
ball.
That's you know, action. I like that.
Maybe
that's
meet
true.
Raymond. Go
know.
See the Rays.
Oh, that would be cool if you could get her to check.
There's a cool bar called Park and Rec up there. They do big cornhole.
And then if you do get a football, the quarterback will want it back. So, you know, sorry about that.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that.
Pipe down over there, man. Let Tom Brady do what he wants. So.
Might get Bitcoin and shit like that, but, you know, you're not going to get,
been,
you can
did,
get a
baseball.
I heard
Bitcoin
though.
Dropped. Is that like 20%?
Yeah,
Bitcoin,
like 20
every
grand?
And let me thank
dropped.
You. Thank you, Bo.
By like
and let me,
80%.
And let me ask you this question. The football. The football he gave back, has it dropped in price or has that gone up in value?
No, it dropped. He bought it. He bought it for $500,000 and they gave him his $500,000 back. Yeah.
The football dropped. No. The football. The football that he gave Tom Brady back.
Yeah.
Did it drop in price? The actual football.
Yeah, everything has because he came back.
Really?
So since he came back, the authentication, as we've already talked about this,
but
they dropped. So it was valued at X amount of dollars and they did it, but they just like dismantled the charge. The guy didn't get stuck with the ball. So the guy who had the ball originally still has the ball. Nothing's lost.
No, he still has it.
What? The guy who originally has the ball, who was going to sell it for X amount of dollars.
Didn't do it.
No, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't allow it because that ball's now not his last touchdown pass.
It could be.
I don't know the proper words for it right now.
I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So that transaction was denied. It fell through.
All right.
Drop the bucket. Oops.
That doesn't even make it more valuable?
It's not because he's going to throw another touchdown and that ball is just another touchdown. I mean, it'll have a value. I mean, I'm sure some idiot will pay $1,000 for it to say, oh, this might have been Tom Brady's last ball.
But the price
of those things is what somebody's willing retirement. To pay for it. He can put it on eBay for $10,000. Somebody will get drunk one night and they'll be like, oh, I'll just do this just to do it.
So you're telling me this guy never got the Bitcoin. He got stuck with the ball that's not even the last
touchdown. No, he has
ball.
The Bitcoin.
He's got all that stuff that they gave him.
Oh, additional to everything.
Yeah. No, that was the guy that gave the ball back.
That was number 600 touchdown or something.
That was the guy that gave the ball back.
The guy that, at the end of the year, he paid $500,000 in an auction to get the ball, the last touchdown ever thrown by Tom Brady. And then when he came back, they voided out the sale.
Wow.
Also, did you see that Brady semi called out his receiving core? Obviously, they're pushing Gage to be the Antonio Bryant replacement after Chris Godwin comes back.
One more time? Sorry.
Russell I read the Gage. Article today. I guess that Gage is being played as Chris Godwin's spot until Godwin obviously comes back, and then he wants to move him over to be like an Antonio Brown type spot
all day.
They're going to be looking at Perriman and Johnson a lot this year. He said
has to be. Yeah, I honestly think they still need to add some. I don't know what they're going to do with Scooter, but they need to add some depth.
Man,
I want depth everywhere,
bro.
I want running back right depth. I don't know where they're going to find it, but they
got
to get it.
You got Jalen Darling back there too.
We're going to see what he can do.
Like you got
second year.
You're only going to keep many wide receivers.
There was another one. Fuck, who was in his? Oh my God, what's his name?
Justin Watson.
No, rookie.
Grayson
starts with an M. Mitchell? Do we have a wide receiver, Mitchell?
I don't know.
It's like we drafted him from some D2 school really fast kid.
He's an unsigned free agent or undrafted.
Really,
rookie.
Really fast kid.
Yeah.
That's the – there have been a little bit of talks about him too. But just
Mickens?
No.
Is it Mickens?
No, Mickens got the DUI.
Oh, that's what it was.
They make it sound so cool, like agent, free agent.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a free agent.
Technically, he's not a free agent. He just doesn't have a team.
Technically, it means that you're unsigned and you're getting league minimum profit.
Yeah, quit being a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what this is. A lot of things translate.
So,
to
do we have
things.
Any would you rather's or anything tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What you got?
Would you rather win the Stanley Cup
or lose it?
I don't. I've had a rough couple of days.
Oh, here we go with all the bullshit.
Just working hard, man.
Josh and I were doing was out there working hard. Then you guys want to beat me up.
Working hard.
Available.
Man, I've been busting my balls in the sun. This heat.
No, you have not.
You don't work
you're
in the
warehouse.
Sun either.
Bro,
you guys
I'm gonna tell you.
You
no,
both get out of here.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. You walk.
Were you
in,
both in you, an attic today?
No.
Nope,
listen,
so.
my. Listen, come, just stop by.
Would
just
you
stop
rather
walk
by.
In? You walk in.
I got a would you rather.
We have AC right in the rigging bay, and it's set at 80. You walk
80.
Listen, you walk into the assembly
What's
bay.
What's your office at, Chip? 60?
You walk into the assembly bay. Yeah. It's at 90, 95. You walk into the lamination bay, it's over 100. Oh,
you walk shit. Into an attic,
easily.
120.
And then when you're walking out of it, like you come from the AC to the, you get to the point where you're at, you walk back the other way, you can feel the cool of the difference. But it's just disgustingly hot. It's just super hot. It's just,
it was a little bit warm.
Sounds like a tough work day.
It drains
yeah.
you, man.
At one point in time.
Was it hot when you had to step outside and smoke a cigarette, too?
You had a tough work day, didn't you,
Jay?
Maybe
that's what it was after I went outside and had
glasses get a little fogged up when you walk back in just from the humidity, man.
Yes.
I miss those days, let me tell you.
How was your work today, Jay? You've been
what'd you do,
busy today, bud?
Oh, yes. It was very busy today.
Very busy.
Negotiating some big deals?
My office was about 72 degrees.
72.
Yep, and when I walked out of my house, it got to a whopping 90 degrees.
Wow.
To get into my truck.
Which was what? How long were you out in this blistering heat for?
From my front door to the truck, about 10 steps.
Oh,
but it was a hot 10 steps.
Hot 10 steps. Yeah. Oh, man. And then
until,
you get the
and
truck.
Until the car cools off.
That's
what
I was going
to
say.
He's on his way to work. Hold up.
Maybe
I
150 in my truck.
150 in the truck.
Yeah. So right Welcome now, I think Florida. That's the hottest we got right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
You said 120, dog?
Yeah. I mean,
no, I said maybe. 120 in the attic.
He said maybe, yeah, like 110. They wasn't even that.
Listen, man, you guys don't understand. It's hot as you know what.
I would like to come by the shop and see the boat, though.
I just started a new project.
Did you? A new, what's the one that you sent the picture the other day? Like, all that, you said 100 or 3 days worth of waxing and buffing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a tunnel?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's big.
Is it?
Yeah.
35?
It's up there.
What the fuck? Why are you being so
I'm not allowed to, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to talk about
off
it.
Air.
Gotcha.
I mean, I can if I want to.
But you don't
I'm
want
just,
to.
I'm just, we're not allowed to. Like, it's just one of those things.
I can if wanna, I want to. We're just not allowed to.
We just want to keep the anticipation going until we release it. We're going to have a big video promotion.
Don't ruin the surprise.
Man, we got a lot of things going on at work,
just
man.
Just don't ruin the surprise.
Got a lot of things.
Lots of good things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of good things.
All right. So, again, contest is Kucherov pucks and sticks.
Yes,
we
sir.
Will be running this through the Stanley Cup. It will be announced the week after the Stanley Cup Finals are over.
Promoting
and
it.
And the Tampa Bay wins yet again.
Promoting it on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, you are, sir.
Guess right. The amount of jelly beans.
Promoting along with the fact
them.
That we'll be going live every week.
Are we
going to
sponsor
playoffs.
these?
And what time
yes,
are we going
we are.
Live okay. every week? What time are we going live?
I guys? Would like to be able to do Tuesdays, even if I got to come pick you up.
I'd like to
on
get
Tuesdays.
To we can't do Tuesdays. I'd like you guys to commit to Wednesdays at a time, man.
The problem is
didn't we go over this?
I know, but the problem is Little Man's, one of Little Man's hockeys is now Wednesdays. See, it's just all gets messed up.
See, man, it's always you guys,
Tuesdays
man.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are gone for me this.
Yeah. We could do Mondays.
For the summer.
Do whatever day, man. I just, you know me. I don't know
no,
what I'm
we
doing
can't
until
do
the night
Mondays.
Before.
Why?
Because we're going to have Monday Night Football.
This is listen, we can move the show whenever the hell we want.
We can do it whenever, guys. I'll be here.
Yeah, but
I don't miss.
We can't realistically expect people to try to like figure it out every week.
Oh, they're live
we're
Wednesday
go.
This week. They're live Thursday next
right?
week.
I mean, it's like yeah. excitement. I mean,
yeah. I definitely just need 24 hours in advance because I might want to go fishing. So just at least let me know by lunch for but, doing this or not. I just like we you know. One day a week, I like okay. to get out there on the water.
I mean,
water,
can we
boys,
count so. On the guys that are behind social media to post, like, the day?
I don't know, can we?
I don't.
Because I'm also needing everybody to post
live,
on their personal like, accounts.
I don't have
all
personal.
This information. Yes,
have,
you do.
Okay, find me.
Find me.
Find me.
You don't
me.
Have any
he doesn't
personal
have
social
anything.
Media.
No, man, that shit's lame.
No Twitters.
Bo, nope. his
I have
mom,
one Twitter for taking, like, a fan
fun.
With 12 followers.
No Instagrams.
Nope. I got a phone number.
I got him. I got him, and I already share it. When
right.
I, when so I post stuff, I share it.
So perfect. Basically what he is
I've been doing
you.
That. Where have you guys been?
Well, why, aren't
I
you getting, why aren't you getting started?
You
I thought
need to get somebody
to help
else
out
for
show.
Social media, man.
What do you mean? I do. I have a ticket like a fan for the show. I'd be talking shit to mad people.
He just
Yo?
Said 12.
You should see the shit I'm saying on there.
Mad people?
I, dude,
he just
I can't
said he had
see.
12
I got to stop
fucking followers.
I
just fucking mad
upset?
People.
Huh? Get upset?
Dude, I don't even want to go over what I saw the other day. Oh, my God. No, this was not take like a fan.
I'm still baffled here. I mean,
hey,
12
hey,
people?
Hey.
That's here. That's our place. The studio.
God, quiet. We got to go.
The studio.
It's
the studio just got lit up here. We got the 5-0.
What if the fire department just showed up? Because, like, we cooked burgers.
No, it's fine,
Coming
man.
Out.
It's all right.
We can let him get on air with us.
I'd sneak out because I ain't got no. I got a couple bills here, but it's somebody's fraud.
Do you live here?
I hope I know.
Wow,
I don't.
This
dude. Actually, no. All my checks.
Dude,
that's
not
crazy.
All right, so we're dropping our contest. It's going to be running. You'll see it online, Twitter and Instagram. Talking about it on the show.
Yeah, if you're all of those 12 people, I need to get a different social media.
If you missed tonight's live,
at least there are 12 actual followers. They're not robots, though.
Are they really?
Posted tomorrow. Take it like a fan.com. Dog, how these people get a hold of us?
Twitter, Instagram, hit us up. Take it like a fan. Or
don't
listen.
Hold on.
Or hit the studio line 844-542-4111. Or you can always text Bo, man. Just. He could be cooking. He could be hanging out.
You could wait a week to get him to respond.
He could be sleeping. Just text him.
Text
Fuck.
Line.
Just don't piss me off.
Text line 727-388-1644.
You little shit.
Hit us up. We got these cool gifts to give away.
Look for the contest online. Take it like a fan.
Let's go, Bulls.
We out.
Ooh, piece of candy.